There's two aspects to your our consciousness that other people could sense. One is the current state of our consciousness, the clarity of our presence right now. So if I'm distracted or thinking I'm not present right now, or I could be present with you. But the other aspect of it is your life. So the clarity of your direction. So if a woman or a man looks at your life, or let me put it this way, asks you, what are you going to be doing tomorrow? What are you going to be doing in a year? What are you going to be doing in 10 years? I mean, the bottom line is, who knows, really? But the clarity of your consciousness would be, well, in the end, who knows? But this is the plan. So it's the clarity of your plan that is as important as the state of your being when it comes to a long-term trust, either by men or by women, too. So the two aspects are your moment-by-moment state, like how present you are right now, right now, right now. But there are plenty of people who are real present right now but are really bad at organizing their life. And they're going to have real trouble both with men and women trusting them in long term. Even though they're very present people, they can't apply that clarity of consciousness in time. So I just wanted to stretch that out, because obviously we can't do things that take months in a one-week workshop. I can't watch how you do a month-long plan. But now you're leaving here, and I would strongly suggest that you come up with a 5-year plan at least for your life, if you haven't already. So having been through this workshop, hopefully having opened a bit, felt more of the gifts of your heart, felt through some of the fear a little bit, now you're in a better place to write down where you want to be in 5 years, perhaps. Like, write down exactly the house you want to be living in, who you want to be with. Do you want children, no children? What are you doing for a career? How are you making money? Give it a shot. Like, how do you want to be living in 5 years? And then roughly break it down by the year. Like, what do you need to accomplish year one, year two, year three, year four, year five to make it there? Just draw in broad terms. And then maybe map out this first year in more precise terms, and maybe month by month, by the day. And it's that kind of clarity that then the world begins to align with you as the she. So people who, in general, you know, there's always exceptions to everything, but in general, people who make a lot of money or have positions of power or influence in culture and things like that, there are people who are able to do what I just described. They could map out a series of steps pretty far, even though they're always used to things going up and having to change it. So it's that clarity where you're kind of, okay, you know, I'm doing this with Russia, I'm doing this with Germany, and in 5 years there's that plan, you know, that like a politician might have that clarity, and that's what makes you attractive to women and other men as a conscious character in the world. Not merely your capacity to be present in the moment. That is absolutely essential too. You can't be gone in the moment and just a good planner, then no one will trust you either. So it's the capacity to be present in the moment, which we've been practicing a whole lot during this. And now it's your capacity to create an organized plan for your life from that place of clarity. And it's that capacity to create an organized plan that allows a woman, for instance, to relax with you sexually. So, just so you know what it feels like in her body, if you go, it doesn't have to be verbal, it could be any kind of communication, but I'm going to say it verbally. If you're with your woman, it's kind of like, honey, this is where we're going to be in 10 years, this is where we're going to be in 5 years, tomorrow I'm getting up at 8, I'm going to be working till noon, I'll call you at 2:30. You know, like, you give this whole thing, she could just go, ah. You remember the spine of her surrender, like in these exercises? When you're breathing with her, if you're like, then she doesn't have anyone to trust. Do you know what I mean? So it's your capacity. You need to be flexible in these breathing exercises, but you're her spine, so she can release and stay with you. Well, in the same thing, you want to provide, I'm talking about a long-term relationship, you want to provide the spine for her life. She could still make decisions whenever she wants to and so forth, but you give her that spine of her life, which is your direction. And again, in the end, none of us know what tomorrow or the next moment brings. I mean, it's a mystery. So all of us are free-falling in the mystery. But bums free-fall in the mystery with no plan, and presidents free-fall in the mystery with a massive plan for the world, and that's why presidents are sexy and bums aren't. You know. Anyways, I just wanted to say that because...
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.